Hi, I'm Tyler Boss, and I'm excited to introduce you to some of the main players in the Christmas story in this Abide presentation of the Voices of the Nativity. Together, we will experience the joy and the wonder of Christ's advent here on earth as we hear from some familiar and maybe not so familiar figures as they witness that glorious event of more than 2,000 years ago.
Are you okay, Mary?
I'm fine, thank you.
Do you need another blanket? I can...
Joseph, I'm fine.
Do you need us to stop? For a rest?
If I took all the rests you've suggested, my love, it would take us 40 years to get to Bethlehem.
Oh, be quiet, Bartholomew.
It's getting dark. Can you see the caravan?
No. But I see something up ahead. Peace be with you. Is everything all right?
Shalom. I think my donkey has gone lame. He won't budge.
Oh, may I take a look?
Oh, I'd be most grateful. I know little about animals.
Easy now.
Huh?
Let's see. Yep, I thought so.
Huh?
Hold her steady, my friend.
Oh, yes.
Just one quick pull and...
Oh, what was it?
A thorn.
Oh.
She'll be fine. But I wouldn't ride her yet.
How can I ever thank you, sir?
You could journey with us until we catch up to the caravan. I'm Joseph, and this is my wife, Mary.
I would be honored. I am Nathan.
Oh, wonderful. Mary, Nathan will be...
Is she asleep on that donkey?
9 months pregnant, and she won't stop for a rest. So, Nathan,
huh?
Are you going to Bethlehem for the census?
Oh, no, Jerusalem. I joined the caravan in Nain. I'm a scribe there.
Ah, educated. I suspected. Are you married?
Oh, no. May I ask, was it difficult for your parents to find you a match?
Oh, no. No, Mary was the girl of my dreams.
Then you are a blessed man, Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
What drew you to her?
Mary was different.
Huh?
Godly. Prudent. Oh, she could be fun and silly like the other girls, but never flirtatious or brash. I remember when we were both at the same wedding celebration. Mary was dancing with her friends, having a wonderful time. But one girl, Abigail, was a bit unruly.
Mary, isn't this the best wedding party ever? Whoops.
Abigail, you've had too much wine, and you need to keep your shoulders covered.
Let go of me. God doesn't care about my shoulders.
But the young men do. Now please, won't you sit with me and have some food? There will be plenty of dancing tonight.
It's silly, but after that... I couldn't take my eyes off of her.
What did you do?
Well, I spoke to God about her. Then I spoke to my parents. They spoke to her parents. Her parents spoke to her, and...
She accepted.
Yes. And I was thrilled. I couldn't stop smiling. I walked with a spring in my step and a melody on my lips. But, as is our custom, we had to wait. A year.
Oh, how did you endure that?
Well, I kept busy building our new home. And being a carpenter, I wanted it to be perfect. So with every sawn piece of wood, every swing of the hammer, and every wall raised, I dreamed of my new life as Mary's husband. And then, it all came crashing down.
Your new home?
My engagement.
She broke it off?
No, I did.
But why?
I had been working hard putting up the rafters of our house. I didn't notice Mary coming to see me.
Joseph!
Mary! What are you doing here?
Something has happened. Something wonderful.
What? What's happened?
Can you come down off the roof, please?
After I'd come down, she began a most puzzling story. An angel had visited her. Gabriel, who had told her she would bear a son by the Holy Spirit as a virgin. And she said it had all come true. What? What are you telling me?
I'm pregnant.
My head spun. My legs weakened. My heart drained of life. She must have read the horror on my face.
Joseph, I'm telling you the truth. The angel said the boy's name would be Jesus, that he would be great, and called the Son of the Most High God. Please believe me.
But I could hear no more. I had to get away from her before I said something horrible.
Oh, you're a better man than I. Were you not angry?
Angry? What man wouldn't be? The thought of her with another man was unbearable. But after I'd calmed down a bit, I thought, what did this mean for Mary? Her reputation, her walk with God. And why would she manufacture such a tale? Had she been seduced? That night, I paced the floor, facing an impossible decision. I wanted to be righteous and faithful to the law. But should I expose Mary's sin?
You had every right to do it.
Well, yes, but was it the right thing to do? I feared the public disgrace of our families. I feared the effect on the community. And I feared for Mary. After all, I still loved her. Finally, I decided the best thing to do was to divorce her. Quietly. Spare her the shame. And try to move on.
You are a much better man than I.
It was painful. But I went to bed knowing I'd made the right decision. Or so I thought. Because after I'd fallen asleep, I, too, had a dream. An angel of the Lord appeared to me, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And when I awoke, it hit me. Mary was telling the truth. I did not have to divorce her. I was getting married.
Praise God, Joseph.
I couldn't wait to tell her. Oh, before the sun peeked over the hill, I was off, running through the empty streets of Nazareth, all the way to her house. When I got there, I banged on the door, forgetting the early hour. Mary peeked out. She was surprised to see me all sweaty and panting. I told her about the dream, the words flying out of my mouth so fast I must have sounded like a madman.
How did she react?
Oh, she wept. And I wept, knowing that God had brought us together. After that, I obeyed the Lord, and I took Mary as my wife. But we have not consummated our marriage. We'll wait until after Mary gives birth.
Don't people notice that she is with child before she should be?
Yes, but I no longer fear what others think. God told me to not be afraid, to marry the girl of my dreams, and to name the child who would save his people from their sins, Jesus. But first, the child must be born. And that, my friend, will be another story.
Thank you for joining in Abide's Voices of the Nativity. May you truly know Jesus. Yeshua as the Messiah this Christmas, the Son of God, the light of humanity. Come, all of you faithful, come adore him. Until the next time, may you abide in Christ.